Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers looking for a sweep against the White Sox. They'll be going up against one of their Cy Young candidates a year ago, Dylan Cease. Freddy Peralta getting the ball for the crew. A 1-2-3 start for the Brewers offense. And Freddy Peralta kept a zero on the board in the bottom of the first. Then the offense got going quickly for the Brewers today. A leadoff single by Sal Frelick. He went first to third on a Willy Adames single for Mark Canna coming to the plate.
Canna into right. Moving over his sheets, nearing the line, he makes a diving catch. Tagging and scoring from third is Sal Frelick, and the Brewers will take a 1-0 lead.
Jeff Levering's call. However, that would be the only run the Brewers would score in the second inning. Meanwhile, Freddy Peralta would be rolling. More on him in a moment. We fast forward to the fifth inning. The Brewers trying to get to Cease again. A leadoff walk to Willy Adames. A single from Mark Canna, but runners on first and second for the guy we highlighted in today's pregame show, Andrew Monasterio.
Monasterio lined to him down the left field line, a fair ball. Adames comes around to score. Canna will be held at third as Monasterio digs into second with an RBI double.
That made it 2-0 crew, and they weren't done. That would be all the runs they get in that frame to make it 2-0 Brewers. However, Freddie, in the bottom of the fifth inning, finally faced a little bit of trouble. First, he got Remillard to strike out looking on a slider. Then he got Andrews on a slider as well. But then a single by Benintendi, a walk by Eloy Jimenez brought Yoan Moncada to the plate after a home run last night.
The stretch by Peralta. Here it comes. He struck him out. He dropped a breaking ball on Moncada and he chased it. That ends the inning. Three strikeouts in the frame for Freddy Peralta. The Sox strand two.
So he would go six shutout innings for the third time in the second half out of his six starts. Freddie has been really on one here so far after the All-Star break. But the Brewers' offense wasn't doing anything against Dylan Cease. He finished seven innings today, keeping the White Sox in this game. Then in the top of the eighth inning, finally into the bullpen for the White Sox. It was Aaron Bummer on the mound, the lefty, facing Christian Yelich. Well, he walked him. Then he faced William Contreras. Well, he walked him. So now, batting from the right side for the first time today, Carlos Santana had a chance.
Bummer at the belt, coming back again. Fly ball, center field, that is well struck. Colas back at the warning track and gone! The three-run homer for Santana. His first from the right side of the plate, some insurance for the crew in the eighth inning.
Only his third homer of the year from the right side, 15th overall. 5-0 insurance, but hey, what the heck, why not? Add some more with Christian Yelich.
Bases loaded, Yelich waits. Line drive, base hit left center. One run is in, two runs are in. Beefing up the scoreboard, 7-0 Milwaukee. For Christian, his first hit of the ball game on base for a third time.
And Lane Grindle was here, it was just the Jeff Levering show when it came to highlights. The Brewers would win 7-3 today. They sweep the White Sox and have a happy flight and happy off day tomorrow off to Los Angeles.